Ever since September of last year, I've been tracing the progress of the promise that God gave to David that his seed would remain kings in the line of David, in the royal line, until finally the great son of David would come, our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there were times when it seemed as though God was keeping his promise, and other times when the people could wonder whether God was keeping the promise or not. In the days of Asa and Jehoshaphat, things seemed to be going pretty well. These were godly kings for the most part. But after Jehoshaphat died, things went downhill fast, chiefly due to the influence of two godless women, Queen Jezebel and her daughter Athaliah. Athaliah married Jehoshaphat's son and dragged him down to her level, along with their son, who was just as bad. And finally, Athaliah herself took over the throne in Jerusalem, and she proceeded to wipe out all the royal seed of David, to murder them, so that there would be no one to question her rule. But in all of this trouble, there was one godly woman in the family of David that saved the day. It's too bad we don't know her name as well as we know the name of Jezebel. Her name was Jehoshabeath. Ever heard of that one? Jehoshabeath. And she was of the royal family also. And when Athaliah was killing all the royal seed, Jehoshabeath succeeded in rescuing one baby boy out of all those that were being killed. And Jehoshabeath was married to the high priest, Jehoiada. And so she and her husband had a safe place to keep this baby boy from the eyes of Athaliah. And that safe place was the temple itself. So we read in 2 Chronicles 22, Jehoshabeath hid Joash from Athaliah so that she did not kill him. And he was hidden with them in the house of God for 6 years, while Athaliah reigned over the land. So during these 6 years, most of the people of the land figured the royal family of David has been wiped out. There's no one left. Just the priest and his wife knew that there was this royal son of the family of David still alive. And during those 6 years, Jehoiada and his wife plotted as to how they could restore David's son to the throne. Joash was growing little by little, and Athaliah was not a very popular ruler. She was a tyrant, doing what she pleased, just like Ahab and Jezebel had before. And so Jehoiada contrived secretly to talk to the leaders of the people, particularly the priests and the Levites, and he worked out a plan by which he could restore Joash, the real son of David, to the throne. And so we read that on a certain day, the plotters gathered in Jerusalem, and Jehoiada addressed them. And he said to them, "Behold, the king's son shall reign, as the Lord has said of the sons of David." So God said, "David's son shall reign, so let's get that son on the throne. This is what you shall do. One third of you shall be keeping watch over the doors. One third shall be at the king's house, and one third at the gate of the foundation. All the people shall be in the courts of the house of the Lord, but let no one come into the house of the Lord except the priests and those of the Levites who serve, And the Levites shall surround the king, that is, the boy Joash, on all sides, every man with his weapons in his hand, and whoever comes into the house, let him be put to death. You are to be with the king when he comes in and when he goes out. So that was the elaborate plan that Jehoiada had worked out, and he had all these people secretly working together with him. And the queen, Athaliah, knew nothing about it. I suppose she didn't really care what was going on with the priests and the Levites. She didn't have anything to do with the worship of the true God anyway. She worshipped Baal. Well, the plan worked. When everything was in place, the Bible says, they brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, gave him the testimony, and made him king. Then Jehoiada and his sons anointed him and said, "Long live the king." What about Athaliah? Well, what could she do? The Bible says, when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people in the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was the king, the boy Joash, standing by the pillar at the entrance, and the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets, also the singers with musical instruments and those who led in praise. So Athaliah tore her clothes and said, "Treason, treason!" So, big party, big celebration. The queen was not invited, and her followers were nowhere in sight. They had deserted her. So Jehoiada gave the command, "Do not kill her in the house of the Lord." So they seized her, and she went by way of the entrance of the horse gate into the king's house, and they killed her there. Well, remember, she's a murderer. And then, since Athaliah was a worshiper of Baal, they figured they'd do away with the priest of Baal as well. All the people went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They broke in pieces its altars and images and killed Matan, the priest of Baal. So here, just when things were at their worst, it seemed as though the promise of God had failed. There was no royal seed. You see how God works things out for the benefit of his people. He always keeps his word. He's in control. And of course, the same thing is true today. No matter that it seems as though Christianity is losing its influence, it seems as though God's ways are being forgotten altogether, and those who want to follow in his ways are few, yet we know that God is in control. Jesus, whose ascension we celebrated yesterday, is at the right hand of God with all power, and he will make things work out for the benefit of those who believe in him. And he will come again. And then everybody will have to acknowledge him as their king. So we sing him in the worship supplement, hymn 763. And this time we'll sing stanzas 1, 3, and 4.